It is Free For All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk about apologetics and theology, but today we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today I want to talk about just what's going on in our house right now. And you've seen the episodes where I'm talking about how Laura and I are recovering from her brain surgery to remove her tumor. Right now, it's been about, the kids have been gone for about 2 weeks or so. I love when our neurosurgeon told us it's going to be a tough recovery, but you're going to want to make sure as your brain swelling goes down, you have a nice, quiet place just for your brain to be able to heal. And then I instantly have cold sweat flashbacks to my 4, 8, and 10-year-old boys running around, screaming, trampling through the halls, thinking, nope, you are going on a round trip ticket for an all expenses paid vacation to grandma and grandpa's house, where you can enjoy all kinds of Chick-fil-A and Saturday morning cartoons. And they're loving it, by the way. They're loving it. We sent them off. They actually went with Laura's parents right before we got home from the hospital. And we thought they would be, especially like the 4-year-old, we thought they would be totally homesick. And they were even saying beforehand, you know, can we come home early if we don't like it? And we thought they would be calling us every other hour saying, we miss you, we want to come home. Nothing. They're having the time of their lives. We could probably just vanish out of existence and they wouldn't even notice, because they're not only getting grandma and grandpa, they're getting an aunt and an uncle and a whole slate of cousins. They sent us pictures the other day. They're riding a tractor around the farm. So apparently it's like, oh, never mind. Now we're the ones who call. We're like, we miss you. And like, okay, got to go. Got my afternoon tractor ride ready. But it's been good for Laura to be able to heal and to have that time. So now what we're dealing with basically is, now that the tumor is out, we're still waiting on the genetic testing to figure out what exactly it is. What we're dealing with here is, could there be a recurrence? Praying still, it could be a grade 1, which would really be basically a miracle if it was a grade 1, because that would be basically harmless and no risk of recurrence. So keep praying for us for that. But the tumor in Laura's brain is affecting her speech center. So it was on the right side, I guess. You know, I've learned more about the brain now in the past like 3 weeks than I have in my entire life, especially how you talk about it. Cause I think about the left side of my brain from the perspective of looking outwards. But I think when neurosurgeons talk about the brain, it's like they're looking at it. So I think from Laura's perspective, it's the left side. But for them, the doctors, it's the right side of the brain. And there, that's where the speech area is. And that's where the tumor had to be removed. And our doctor told us, well, you know, your speech is going to be wonky or funky for a few months. It didn't totally prepare us for the fact that I thought maybe Laura's speech would be slurred a little bit or might be hard to understand. But no, right now it is straight up aphasia, which is a condition I knew about it, but I wasn't super familiar with it until this happened to us. So that's what she's going through right now. And she's being an absolute trooper. And I am not just saying that, by the way, because she is in the other room listening to me, because Laura had a seizure last week. Like, we can't just leave her alone, because what if she has a seizure again? So, you know, we're spending a lot of time together, and because of the surgery, she can't really watch television or do anything like that. So we are sitting around like Ma and Pa Ingalls by the candlelight, just talking about what's going on. Not, I am not like Pa Ingalls though. He is bad. He is a bad guy. Not in the show, but in real life. That will be next week on Free For All Friday, when I talk about TV dads who let us down, including Pa Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie and others. Probably familiar with. So spending a lot of time together, and a lot of it is it's tiring for Laura. She is just trying to get through all of this, but also for myself, because I'm trying to help her. Her brain has to rewire its pathways for language now that she's developed aphasia. So according to stroke.org, there's different kinds of aphasia, and aphasia is not a cognitive disability. Laura's knowledge, personality, knowledge of language, completely intact. People who have aphasia, they haven't lost any of their intelligence at all. They have just suffered now a disability in being able to communicate, being able to speak to other people and hear other people. So there are different kinds of aphasia, non-fluent and fluent aphasia. based on different parts of the brain that are damaged. So a lot of times people have aphasia, it's because they suffer from a stroke, like a burst blood vessel in the brain, or a head trauma, you got hit in the head or something like that, and you get hit in the speech center. And they were worried a little bit with Laura that her tumor is near her speech center, but they did a full functioning MRI and determined, oh, you know what, she's going to be fine. Because originally they were thinking maybe we have to do an awake craniotomy where they pick around in her brain and she's talking the whole time to make sure her speech is okay. And her speech is developing and it is improving. So there's lots of cause for hope, but still pray. It's still going to take several months for it all to come back. And the two kinds of aphasia are non-fluent and fluent aphasia based on which parts of the brain are affected. So the first one is the kind that Laura has, and that's non-fluent aphasia, also called Broca's aphasia. And that deals with, if you're looking out left side, but the right side of the brain, if you're looking at the person, in the forward part of the brain, that's called Broca's area, deals with speech production. So it says here, expressive aphasia, non-fluent or Broca's aphasia is damage to the Broca's area of the brain. It's hard for someone to find the right words, but they may be able to understand speech quite well. They often know what they want to say, but can only say single words or very short sentences. It's very frustrating to them and the person they're speaking to. Someone with Broca's, they can understand what you're saying to them, oftentimes perfectly, but they have only very few words, maybe just three or four words. So it's kind of like they're Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. I am Groot. And that's, some of them only have like two or three words, or they can point to things or grunt about things, but they can't produce speech. And that is very, very difficult. So thankfully, Laura's is improving and she's getting more and more words. So she's not limited to just a few words. But so hers, I'll drop down a little bit. This is a milder form they have called anomic aphasia. So anomic aphasia, milder form of aphasia, the person can speak and use correct grammar, but they struggle to find the right words for things. They might substitute vague terms or describe a thing, like give me a jug for heating water instead of a kettle, for example. And so Laura and I, when we're talking, a lot of times she'll talk around words if she doesn't have the right word for it. Or what's interesting, she can write many, many more words than she can speak. So she oftentimes has to write things out. Even still now, she has difficulty saying her birth date. We'll go to the doctor's office and I need to say it, or she has to write it out. And she can write it fine, including movie references, difficult words. And that makes sense to me because I think writing would be on the other side of the brain. And it's even funny, this morning we were going for a walk and Laura wanted me on her left side instead of her right side because it's easier for her. She gets more confused if I was on her right side of her body. And I think that makes sense because the other side of her brain is compensating and doing much more work for the side that is damaged and that is healing. And so it's really fascinating to see what's going on with that. So she has closer to more anomic aphasia, but it deals with Broca's, that front area of the brain. She has non-fluent. When she says a word and it's wrong, she'll know, oh, that's not the right word. Or she's struggling to find the correct word. So she understands if she says something that's incorrect or she's trying to find the right word and doesn't want to say the wrong word. And so then we're basically going through and sounding out words and just learning new ones, basically. The other kind of aphasia is called receptive aphasia, also called fluent aphasia or Wernicke's aphasia. This is on the same side of the brain as Broca's, but it's in the back of the brain, the Wernicke's area. Both were discovered by different guys. A guy named Broca finds one area, Wernicke finds the other area. This deals more with comprehension than speech production. So it says here that receptive aphasia, also called Wernicke's or fluent aphasia, is due to damage to the Wernicke's area of the brain. It means someone can say words and sentences, but they often don't make sense, and they usually have trouble understanding speech. They may not know that what they're saying is unclear, and other people get frustrated that they can't understand them. So fluent aphasia occurs. It'd be like if I was talking to you and I'm saying that you can understand Gyre to Gimble to Wombe, the Wabe, like Gyre and Gimble the Wabe. That's from Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass, Alice in Wonderland. You're starting to speak nonsense and you don't realize it. It's all fluent to you and you don't understand it. And sometimes when you hear other people talking, it sounds like nonsense. So you can't understand what they are saying. And that can be very, very difficult. You've been cut off, at least with Broca's aphasia, you can understand and you can come up with different ways to communicate, but where Nikki's, you're really starting to be cut off from other people. Very, very difficult. The other two types would be global aphasia. This is the most severe form. That would be damage to Broca and Wernicke's areas, making basically all aspects of language difficult to understand. And then primary progressive aphasia, it's where they become slowly and progressively worse, leading to the loss of the ability to read, write, speak, or understand people. So thankfully, Laura does not have that. She did not have a traumatic injury. She had a surgery. And so hopefully the next few months, in the next few months it will get better, but your prayers are always helpful. Still trying to get that call back from speech therapy. Oh, I'll have another free-for-all Friday for dealing with healthcare bureaucracies and trying to maintain your patience while doing that. It's funny, the first time I had heard of aphasia really was, I remember listening to stories about Bruce Willis, Die Hard, Moonlighting, if you're a Gen Xer, you remember the show Moonlighting. And of course, all the other shows that Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis has been in. One of my favorite actors growing up with. Originally, he was having speech issues, and they thought that it was aphasia. But then the diagnosis came back more. They said, no, it's not aphasia. He has a kind of early onset dementia. So many people, when aphasia occurs, it's a progressive neurological degeneration, degenerative neurological disease. And that's what one thing this has really taught us from all of this is, it's so important just having someone else in your life. Both of us are just so grateful to have each other. You know, and like when you go through life and something really bad happens, I remember when we were at the hospital and we were checking in for the surgery, and there was a girl checking in, probably about Laura's age, and they asked her, do you have any other emergency contacts, anyone checking in with you? And she's like, no. And it's so sad to be able to do this by yourself. So I'm grateful that we're having this time with each other and all of you. I really appreciate all of your prayers during this time. So now you know a little bit more about aphasia. And just when you're dealing with, if you're talking to someone who is dealing with this, by the way, just speak slowly and clearly. I'm always bad. I need to look at Laura. She needs to look at me and look at my lips, almost like lip reading. Slowly and clearly, and don't talk to them like they're mentally handicapped. Don't be like, it's good to see you. It's like, I'm not mentally handicapped. Everything's fine. I'm just having trouble speaking. So it's just a lot of patience that's required. So, and before we go, here's our special guest who is listening to the episode while I recorded.
I'm not very good at this, but thank you so much for everything that you guys have done for me and that I'm really, really, really praying for all of you guys as much as I can, I promise. And thank you guys so much for everything, and that's all I can say. Banana! No,
I said in the other episode, right, that when she saw a squirrel, she was like, banana. You did squirrel. You want to try squirrel again? No, you don't want to try squirrel. That squirrel's a hard one. Q's are hard. Man was not meant to have the Q. It's a reason it's pretty rare in the alphabet. So she's awesome. She's doing such a good job. And it's great when she runs into people. So the things that are most core to her are just easier for her to say. So when she meets people, she's like, hi, hello, how are you? Thank you. Oh, so nice to see you. Like, she's able, like a lot of people wouldn't even notice right away. It would be if you started to drill a little bit deeper. And then it's like, that's all I can say. Bye now. So that's what I'll say. That's all I have for you today. Bye now. Thank you guys so much, and hope you have a very blessed weekend.